This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1923. On this edition, recorded March 27th, Alaska, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Bhutan, Bougainville, Brazil, Chile, China, Colombia, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Germany, India, Iran, Japan, Korea North and South, Kuwait, Madagascar, Nigeria, Norway, Peru, Philippines, Sudan, South Sudan, Taiwan, Thailand, Turkey, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Ron Howard in California reports a vast improvement in reception from KNLS Alaska now that the A18 season has started on 6045, which was formerly occupied by a miss of Voice of America and Chinese jamming. Now a good signal from Alaska with no interference in English during the 12 UT hour. The second KNLS frequency in English at 12 is supposed to be 7355, which I've not yet confirmed. More changes inspired by the new season starting March 25th. I've taken a look at the WRMI schedule grid and see that Radio Tirana Albania is no longer weekdays at 23 UT on 5850. Indeed, that frequency is usually not opening until midnight UT, which makes sense since it's a low frequency and there's more and more daylight. The new time for Radio Tirana relays is UT Tuesday through Saturday at 0200 on 9395. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports LRA 36, Radio Nacional, Arcángel San Gabriel, Base Esperanza, Antarctica, on the air for the first time this year. He was hearing it first via remote receiver in Paraguay and in Brazil on 15475.97. This was March 22nd. They start broadcasting at about 18 UT with Latin American songs. It was very weak, and with fading, he could not hear it at his home location in Lugo, Spain. But he says the best time to catch it is about 20 to 21 UT. He said the signal was improving, however, at 19 UT. He says he then could detect a carrier at his home location. Well, I had to check for it, too, a little bit later, but of course, as has so often been the case, not a trace of it here in Oklahoma, but worth keep trying for. LRA 36, just below 15476, Monday through Friday, between 18 and 21 UT, more or less. After it's been missing for a few weeks, WRMI has removed the Rye German and Italian relays from its schedule. They had been at 19 to 21 UT on 9395 on weekdays, but now 9395 is occupied by Oldies, which was its original purpose. However, Alan Rowe in England says the Rye German Hour is still being heard via the Kull Germany relay on 3985 at 21 to 22 UT as of March 26th. Ron Howard in California says, while it is of interest that PBS Yunnan China is now on the air much longer than before on 6035, it's bad news for Bhutan BBS. Now, whenever they broadcast after 12 UT, they will encounter significant China interference that was never there in the past at that time. More about Yunnan in a moment. Ron Howard also reports on NBC Bougainville, Papua New Guinea, 3325. March 23rd, they were being heard much earlier than usual, with enjoyable, better-than-usual reception from 0819 UT in English, with native speakers apparently relaying Port Moresby, a local ID at 0856, NBC National News in English at 0900, followed by regional news for another 11 minutes at 0911, and so forth. More news in English at 0931, and NBC News again at 10:01. However, on March 24th, the next day, they were not on the air at all, and all he could hear on that frequency was RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. The next day, Sunday, March 25th, he was listening to Bougainville from 0958, mostly religious preaching and a lot of songs, but NBC News at 10:01. This time it cut off the air much earlier than usual at 10:58. In Hardcore DX, Daniel Williams in Brazil reports getting a reply from Radio Cultura de Araraquara, São Paulo, 3365. He dropped them a note that he was enjoying listening to them and was glad they were active on that tropical band frequency. And they replied that they were very satisfied to hear from him and keep listening. Well, 3365, I never hear even a trace of a carrier in our early evenings, so I wonder what its hours are. Maybe it's only in the mornings, or at least signing off before we have any propagation in the evening. And Daniel Williams in Brazil reports the pirate Radio Máxima in Ouro Fino, Brazil, testing on 8092 at least a couple of times in the local daytime, March 23rd at 1720 and 2015. Also via Hardcore DX, Claudio Galas in Chile reports on the pirate in that country, Radio Triunfal Evangelica. They announced that effective on March 25th, they have increased power, or rather would do so on March 26th, and the schedule would be from 22 to midnight UT on 5825. And of course, they're interested in DX reports. Daniel Williams reported another Chilean pirate, RCW, on a different frequency than before, 6250, March 23rd at 0117. Last week we had a report about China approving a giant propaganda machine to improve its global image, but it wasn't too clear exactly what this would entail. Now we've had more press about this. The South China Morning Post in Hong Kong had a story which we heard about via the AIB newsletter. Here's what it says. China is planning to merge its state television and radio networks into one mega-broadcaster in an overhaul that is designed to tighten the Communist Party's grip on public opinion and burnish the country's global image. China Central Television, CCTV, China National Radio, CNR, and China Radio International, CRI, will be consolidated into a new broadcaster to be called Voice of China. A document introducing the changes began circulating on social media. It says the consolidated group will sit directly under the State Council, China's cabinet, and will be led by the party's Central Publicity Department, and outlines changes to the propaganda unit and the Central Organization Department, two already powerful agencies that will have even more heft after the revamp. The propaganda department will absorb the country's top media watchdog, the State Administration of Press, Publication, Radio, Film, and Television. But how this may affect the shortwave broadcast of CRI is still unclear, even whether there will be a change of name on the air. Matt Francis forwards another version of this from the Australian Financial Review, their correspondent in Shanghai. The move will create one of the world's largest broadcasters with 14,000 staff reporting directly to the Communist Party. Reporting yet another story about this from Le Monde, Gilles Lescan in France comments, it'll be interesting to see to what extent it will be controlled by the Communist Party. The various CRI language sections enjoyed a relative freedom regarding content of their programs. In all likelihood, this will no longer be the case. Following may or may not be related to this, regarding changes at PBS Yunnan, Voice of Shangri-La, on 6035, the same frequency as Bhutan. Ron Howard has been monitoring these carefully and notes new happenings from his daily monitoring. There had been a very consistent format from Shangri-La, either cutting off at 1200 or running somewhat later with musical filler until they turned off the transmitter. But he was no longer hearing the musical loop as of March 20th or 21st, not the usual format. Instead of many short segments, what sounded like a number of commercials, somewhat resembled a commercial station, all in Chinese, still on the air past 1305. The station used to have some broadcasts in Vietnamese, but Mano Ritala Fennin says on March 24th, 10 to 10:30 UT, there was just nonstop Chinese pop music, and he thinks they were on again at 2300. Ron Howard replies, PBS Yunnan has certainly completely changed their format and schedule, perhaps adding 5 hours to their broadcast day. I wonder if it's an AM or FM relay, as the format seems to fit for that. More commercially oriented with many short segments, and I have not heard a new ID nor the old one as Voice of Shangri-La. As recently as March 17th, he was still hearing their old format with the usual nice English ID at 11:32. But since March 21st, no English IDs. I've noticed that the morning English relay to North America of China Radio International, or whatever it's called, at 14 to 16 UTV of Cuba, has made its usual change for the A season to 13740 instead of 15700 in the B seasons. Al Caravan Radio Colombia and we, who want to hear it, are in luck for the A season on 5910.33. Since there's no longer any co-channel interference from Romania or Japan. In fact, HFCC has nothing else scheduled on the frequency between 20 and 05 UT. And there could be something from Japan direct after 05, but it's probably just a standby. Although it's a missionary station, they play lots of nice music. I was hearing them with a poor but clear signal March 26th at midnight 49. As usual, the Cuban Jamming Command has been slow to catch up with the non-secret schedule changes of Radio Marti for the new season. I've been amused to hear lots of jamming remaining on various 7 MHz band frequencies, which Radio Marti is no longer using, and no jamming on the new ones they have been using, primarily 7335 and 7365, both in the evenings and in the early mornings. During the daytime, Radio Marti always moves from 13820 to 13605, but the Cubans kept jamming the vacated frequency, at least for a while. Radio Republica, brokered by WRMI but transmitted via France, made a surprise frequency change. They had been sticking to 9490 all year, but Ivo Ivanov says the new one is 7350 via France at 02 until 04 UT. Nevertheless, on March 27th, I was still hearing heavy jamming on the old frequency. At times, I never used it anyway, midnight 17 and 06 UT. March 24th, just before 04 UT, I was hearing heavy jamming noise around 7140 and 7180, obviously from Ethiopia against the two Eritrean frequencies, all of which are intruders in the 40-meter handband. But this jamming extended almost 20 kilohertz wide instead of 10 for regular DRM. And Wolfgang Büschel says the upper frequency of Eritrea, which used to be about 7181.5, has been moved down. Maybe it's a different transmitter. He measured it on 7180.0195 between 04 and 440 UT, March 25th. While the lower one was closer to nominal, 7140.020. Last week, I quoted a Deutsche Welle schedule showing one English broadcast at 16 to 17 UT on 9670 via South Africa. But it must have been wishful thinking. They had dropped English in a previous season, and a less tentative current schedule for Deutsche Welle shows no Western languages whatsoever. No English, no French, and of course no German. Just these, Amharic, Dari, Hausa, Pashto, and Swahili. Thanks to Alokesh Gupta for that schedule. Joe's Jacob reports some changes to All India Radio's general overseas service in English. At 1745 to 1945, 9910 replaces 17670 and delete 9950. At 2045 to 2230, 13750 replaces 11620 and delete 9950. And at 2245 to midnight 45, another frequency to delete is 9705. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1923. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, and the weekly non-commercial publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from John Anderson in Winter Haven, California, who enjoys listening to our UT Tuesday Midnight 30 broadcast on 7730. He sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also contribute by money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. Last week I mentioned one frequency for English from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the 1520 broadcast on 9540. And now I've found the only two others in the HFCC schedules at 1920 to 2020 UT, 9800, and on a 310 degree, best for us, 9810. Alan Rowe says Radio Japan now identifies as follows. Radio Japan of the NHK World Japan Network, as heard at 05 UT on 5975 via Austria. And here's the complete schedule after they've deleted some more English broadcasts. At 05, also on 9860 via Vatican, 11970 via France. At 11 UT, 11695 Singapore. At 14, 11705 Palau, which I have heard. And 11935 via Uzbekistan. However, Tarek Zaidan in Cairo says the Arabic section at 06 UT on 11975 has severe interference from Radio Kuwait 11970 in DRM. And that should also apply to the English at 05. Rick Barton in Arizona and Ron Howard in California report that Seabreeze or Shiokaze has made another of their periodic frequency jumps. They had been on 5935 for several weeks, but now they're on 6040 since March 26th for the 13 to 14 UT broadcast about North Korean abductions of Japanese. And English normally appears only on Thursdays. At least initially, the jamming remained on the old vacated frequency. The low-power clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom, stopped its downward drift for about a week from nominal 5920, had been about 5917.6. But by March 25th to 27th, Wolfgang Bischel says it started drifting downward again. He had it on 5917.490, the carrier anyway, although there was no modulation at the time, 0827 UT in the daytime via a remote receiver. Via Alakesh Gupta, we have the complete new A18 schedule for KBS World Radio South Korea, including English. To Europe at 15 to 17, 9515, 22 to 23, 11810. To North America, would you believe they're still doing it at 13 to 14 UT on 15575, when there's essentially no propagation. To South America at 02 to 03, 9580. Southeast Asia, 08 to 10:30, 9770, 13 to 14 on 9570, and 16 to 17, 9640. For India, 14 to 17, 9785. Under Kuwait, Ivo Ivanov says the DRM English broadcast at 05 UT on 11970 is totally blocking Radio Japan in English via France, which is on the same frequency at 5 to 5:30. For quite some time, I've been hearing a carrier on 6135 around 14 UT. I can't make out any modulation, but it could be Madagascar domestic service via long path. From his more opportune position on the California coast, Ron Howard has been monitoring this as well. And reports on March 22nd, he was able to hear at 13:25, some very faint audio as the North Korean jamming was off. It improved slightly, and he thinks the language fits for Madagascar. It went off the air for a bit at 13:49 to 52. They played Bridge Over Troubled Waters at 13:57. He says, I'm confident it was Madagascar, but there was no specific ID. It's been many years since I've last heard them on this frequency. And that was shortly confirmed via Wolfgang Büschel, a German DXer visiting Madagascar. Andreas Schauder reported from the international airport hearing 99.2 FM, parallel to 6135 with a strong signal, and 5010 strong but overmodulated. Then Mauna Ritola in Finland reported March 26, 6135, signing off at 1502. And North Korean jamming appeared at 1503. The other Malagasy frequency, 5010, had a carrier and bits of audio at 1825, actually on 5009.93. Alokesh Gupta has the new schedule for Madagascar World Voice, the international broadcaster from the island, showing no changes for African Pathways Radio. The hours at 04 on 11825 and 18 and 20 on 17640 in English. The two other English broadcasts are the same as on KNLS New Life Station, Alaska. They're aimed at India, and they are now at 02 on 9600 and at 03 on 15515. Last week we had a schedule showing that Radio Herba International for Nigeria via WRMI would be half an hour earlier at 19 instead of 19:30 UT on 11530. But we're still hearing it after, not before 19:30. And Ivo Ivanov adds the frequency is now blocked in Bulgaria, at least, by co-channel interference from the service for Kurdistanish Turkey, Radio Denge Welat, which is using that frequency via Pridnestrovia or France. Aker Peterson in Denmark reports the low-power licensed shortwave station, the only one in Norway, Radio Northern Star, Saturday, March 17th at 1520 to 1530 on 5895 with announcements in English, church music, and hymns. The new season means no longer any interference from Romania to Radio Chasky Peru on 5980, allowing me to time its precise cutoff as of March 27th, although it was a barely audible carrier, 34 seconds past midnight UT. Now we shall see if it recedes by 6 or 7 seconds every night. Here's the new schedule for Radio Pilipinas in the Philippines. At 02 to 03:30, 12010, 15640, and 17820. At 17:30 to 19:30, 9910, 12120, and 15190. Now, the 02 broadcast is listed in HFCC as Filipino and the 17:30 as in English, but they seem to have them backwards, according to Mick Delmage and Ron Howard. Richard Langley in New Brunswick has been unraveling what Radio Tamazo and Radio Dabanga are really doing, the sibling services for South Sudan and Darfur. 15550 continues for the afternoon broadcast, but 13800 has been replaced by 15150. The Radio Tamazic program is now only half an hour, starting around 15 UT. Radio Dabanga follows with an hour-long program. Audio on the two frequencies is parallel within a couple of seconds, but at least two transmitter sites are involved. It is not clear which is which. HFCC shows only Madagascar for 15150 and only Vatican for 15550, but there are clear transmitter changes between programs on both frequencies. This happens within 1 minute of 1528 UT. More cutbacks in shortwave services, this time from Radio Taiwan International. JRX in Brazil reports hearing their final Spanish relay via WRMI, March 25th until 0100 on 11530, and indeed they were saying goodbye to their listeners. And since then, that frequency has been off the air in our evenings. Rick Martin in Arizona used to listen to the English broadcast direct from Taiwan at 11 to 12 UT on 7445, but it's gone as of March 26th. Peter W. Hansen checked the website of RTI and found that the only English frequencies and times still on the air are 03 on 15320 and 16 on 9405, no more at 11 or 15. From IBB schedules, I find the current HSK9 Radio Thailand transmissions in English at 0530 to 6 to Europe on 17640, 1230 to 13 and 14 to 1430 9390 to Southeast Asia and Australia. At 19 to 20 and 2030 to 2045, 9390 to Europe. And supposedly to North America, midnight to 01 on 15590 and 02 to 230 on the same. I've now confirmed Turkey's English at 22 UT on 9830, but there's radio teletype interference. According to a post in the UDXF group, that comes from the U.S. Navy's NAU in Isabela, Puerto Rico. Remember our New World of Radio time on WRMI, Wednesdays at 21 UT on 9955, although last week it was not on the air that early. But our next broadcast, which had been Thursdays at 22:30 on 5850, is gone, as that frequency is no longer coming on the air until midnight UT, except on Fridays for some other program. On March 23rd and 24th, Dave Valco in Pennsylvania, Rafael Rodriguez in Colombia, and I were hearing terrible spurs all over the 25-meter band, extremely distorted unless tuned in FM, in which case some of them could be clearly heard. They came out of the WEWN Spanish transmitter on 12050. So far, it's not clear exactly what schedule WEWN intends to be following for their 24-hour Spanish and reduced English broadcasts. On a totally unpredictable basis, I've sometimes been hearing the WTWW2 transmitter on 5085, not only at night, but all day long. Sometimes ham talk, sometimes country music, or even more Pastor Pete Peters, not parallel to 9475. 3185 is now the occasional night frequency of WWRB, heard on the air March 26th at 0131. Ron Howard has been monitoring a bunch of Vietnamese coastal stations, all on 7906 USB for a few minutes each, with marine weather info in Vietnamese. The identities, according to their website, as follows. Starting at 10:35, Quy Phong, 10:50, Hue, 11:05, Hong Gai, 11:20, Phu Yen, 11:35, Ca Mau, 11:50, Nha Trang, 12:05, Hai Phong, 12:20, Vung Tau. Andre of Cool AM Radio reminds us of the Global HF Weekend, March 30th, 31st, and April 1st, meaning lots of pirate activity, I suppose much of it on frequencies beyond those normally used. Look for loggings at HF Underground. The Rusty X, a station called KCR, planned to be active all weekend, starting March 31st at 07 and ending April 2nd at 13 UT on 6915 or 6920. It's a long marathon with beautiful music, interesting broadcasts, and much more. Besides the Global HF Weekend, he's on the air because of the PPP Pirate Hunt 2018. The propagation outlook from Boulder, geomagnetic field activity likely to be at G1 minor storm levels April 12th. Active periods likely March 29th and 30th, April 11th to 15th, 19th, and 21st. Otherwise, quiet to unsettled. ANK indices peaking at 15 and 4 March 29th, 20 and 5 on April 12th. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 from April 1st to 9th. Solar flux rising from 68 April 2nd to a high of only 70 from April 4th until 15th. And that's World of Radio 1923. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.